All right, praise the Lord once again. And as we stated earlier, we are so happy to have Sister Vanessa Orell, who her both and Brother Stephen Orell are our youth leaders, so we are so proud of them. And they are in the middle of expansion mode. They're about ready to bring a child into this world. And with that said, Sister Vanessa Orell, we want to bring you on to this call.
Thank you, Brother Vic. I'm here.
All right. Go right ahead, Sister Vanessa Orell.
Praise the Lord, church. It's good to be able to speak to you guys again. It's an honor and a privilege. And there was many thoughts that came to my mind for this morning, and I did not know which way to go. And this morning, I feel like I have a handle kind of on just what God put on my heart, and it's nothing profound, but it's something that right now that has been on my heart personally, and I just hope it can be a blessing to you all in some form or another. And as Brother Vic said, we are awaiting for our baby to come, and hopefully he comes today and not make us wait any longer. But in that, the verse that I want to start with is found in Joshua 24, verse 15. It says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the reason I chose that scripture today, because I've always been taught by my mom and dad that it is when we get married, when I got married especially, she always taught me, it is your and your husband's responsibility to make sure what spirits you allow and don't allow in your home. And it is up to you guys what influences you allow to bring in your home. And this right now especially is most important to me right now, because we're bringing a baby into this world. And now more than ever, do both my husband and I want to make sure that every influence and every spirit we allow in this home is of God and is not going to affect our baby in any negative manner. And my mom is, if you're with her for any number of time frame, you'll soon get to know that she is in tune with God. I always joke with her and tell her, "Mom, you are like the head commander of the CIA, the FBI, the KGB, the MI5, and everything else. Because if there is something that you are trying to hide, she will find out." And a couple instances that I'll allow you to know. When I was a younger person and maybe not doing right or just kind of trying to be sneaky, whatever. When I would come home, and if I'm trying to hide something from her, the people I should be, or if I'm like talking to somebody that I shouldn't be talking to and I'm trying to keep that from her, I'll come home and she will know. Her keen senses, they are just top. And so she'll come to me and she'll say, "Hey, you know, is everything okay? What's been going on?" And then she'll just suddenly start, you know, reeling stuff out, and she's like, "Okay, so what's going on with such and such?" And she just knows, and she just always has had a way of knowing. Another example is I was a manager at a Family Dollar store, and it was very stressful. Any retail job is just stressful. And so sometimes I would come home very stressed, and I'd be irritable, and walking through the door, she would just sense my spirit, my irritability and my anger and my just frustration. And she would say, "Sorry, we're not having this. Walk right back out that door and come back in with a better attitude. And sure enough, if I wanted to be in that house, I needed to make sure I physically had to walk back out the door, cram myself through really fast. Otherwise, I'll be out there forever. Not that she, like, locked the door on me or anything, but that is just how serious she was. And I knew she was not playing no games because she wanted to make sure every spirit that came into that house was of God and it was right and it wasn't going to cause any type of division or any type of anger or anything. And that was her job, to make sure of every spirit that came in the house. And so I am so thankful for that, for the teaching, for my parents and what they have instilled into me. Excuse me. So when I, the people I hung around with was very, very, very important to my parents. Friends that I chose, whether they were in church or out of church. It was vital, very, very vital, important to my parents on the influences that I chose. And I'm just so thankful that they instilled such a strong moral into me, because there were some people that I had in my life that they were toxic. They were poison to me. And had I stayed around them and had I kept their friendship and their influences in me, who knows where my destiny would be now? Who knows where I would be today? And even family. And this is very important because our family, we love them, we want to help them, we want to be around them, but sometimes even our family can be very toxic to us. And we have to know when to separate and when to draw the line so that we can keep our spirits right and that we can keep our walk with God right and what we bring in into our lives. We have to make sure that it's not going to affect us in a negative way. And young people, if you're listening, I just want you to know that be sure of your friends. Be sure of who you are hanging out with, because no matter how good they may seem, how nice of a person they may be, if they are affecting you in any way negatively and you see your spiritual level tank starting to go down, you need to cut them off. I have cut off so many friends and even family members that they were just toxic. And my walk with God was way more important. And once I sat down and analyzed my life and kind of took inventory of what I was doing with myself, I was able to have the strength to say, you know what, that's it. I'm sorry, but don't contact me anymore. I'm erasing your number, deleting your information. I cannot be friends with you anymore. And no, it's not the easiest thing to do, but it's the best thing to do for your spiritual walk and for your life. And that's kind of all I had for today. Nothing too profound, but that's just what's been on my heart, is just making sure what spirits you have or what spirits you allow in your home. And if whether you're married, single, I know my husband and I, before we got married, we talked about some things on what we were going to allow in our home and what we were not going to allow in our home. We had to come to an agreement because we were going to be living this thing together. And, you know, I think that that is so important. Get with your family. Make sure you're on the same page and say, look, this is why we're not allowing this in our home. It may not be bad, but it's not edifying us. It's not bringing us closer to God, and there's scriptural behind that, we all know. But just make sure that your family is all on the same page. Like the Bible says, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And if you are head of household, whether you have a partner or whether you're doing it on your own, make sure that you are all on the same page with God's help. And I know everyone's situation is different, and but God will definitely give you the strength, and he'll help you guys. And I love you, church, and I miss you all, and can't wait to be with you all. Brother Vic, that's all I have.
Well, thank you, Sister Vanessa. This was great. This was powerful. Church, this was a simple message. Superficially, it sounds like a simple message, but what a clear and powerful message. Having the right spirit is so important. You know, we can do the right thing, but if we don't have the right spirit, it's going to be of little or no effect. Praise God. Thank you once again, Sister Vanessa, for this great message. And as Sister Vanessa Royal mentioned, we are excited. We are really excited to find out when that day is going to happen. In the next day or so, hopefully, the Orels are going to present a child, a new child, to the world. Praise the Lord. And with that said, church, why don't we just take a moment right now and thank God for this great word we heard this morning. And we're going to also pray for Brother and Sister Vanessa, for Vanessa and Stephen Orel, that everything goes fine here in the delivery of their child here in the next couple of days. Why don't we pray together right now? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great word that Sister Vanessa has given us about having the right spirit. And she and Brother Stephen have been a great model and example about having a good spirit, Lord. We're also going to ask you, Lord, for you to please keep your hand upon Sister Vanessa and Brother Stephen in the next few days as they deliver this child, as we expect for everything to go just right in this delivery, Lord God. We're asking in the name of Jesus, and everyone said amen. With that said, church, we look forward to having everyone on the line again tonight at 7:15 for our Devoción en Español, which will be translated tonight. Praise God. And with that said, God bless all of you, and we'll see you back tonight.